Chapter 8. Strange Events. Suddenly, there was a bright light all round them, and an old woman appeared in front of the boys. She was small and thin. She had white hair, and she wore a red dressing gown. There was a bright light all round her head, and she was very angry. Jack and Tom were very surprised. Bill put his hands in front of his eyes.
"Who are you?"
he asked. Jack looked carefully at the old woman.
"It's Grandma Mackay. Grandma, is it really you?"
Grandma Mackay opened her mouth.
"Don't touch my grandson," she said to Bill in a terrible loud voice.
"Ah, it's a ghost,"
said Bill, and he tried to escape. But Grandma Mackay raised her arms above her head. All the trees in the cemetery started to move from side to side, and there was a loud, strong wind. Suddenly, the wind caught Bill and took him towards the cemetery gates.
"Help me!"
Grandma Mackay pointed her long, thin finger at the top of the cemetery gates. Surprised, Jack and Tom watched the wind take Bill to the top of the gates. Bill's black sweater stuck to the top of the gates, and he hung there, very frightened. Jack and Tom started to laugh.
"Grandma, you're fantastic!"
shouted Jack. Jack looked out of the cemetery gates. He saw Joe running down the road.
"Quick, Grandma,"
said Jack.
"You must do something. The other man is escaping."
"Oh, no, he isn't,"
said Grandma Mackay, and she smiled at Jack. Then she pointed her finger again. The wind followed Joe down the road, caught him, and took him back to the cemetery gates.
"Help! What's happening?"
Joe's black sweater stuck to the top of the gates too, and he hung there next to Bill.
"Well done, Grandma. They can't escape now."
Suddenly, the wind disappeared.
"I hope that was a lesson for them," said Grandma Mackay.
At that moment, Danny appeared from behind a tree and ran towards the boys.
"Is everything okay, Danny? Did you phone the police?"
"Yes, I did. I phoned them from the public phone box in the street. They're coming now."
Then Danny saw the ghostly figure of Grandma Mackay and he stopped.
"Wow,"
he said.
"You're Jack's grandmother. You always baked delicious biscuits for us when we visited you."
Grandma Mackay smiled at the boys affectionately.
"Can you stay and talk to us for an hour or two, Grandma?"
asked Jack.
"No, I can't. I must go now," answered Grandma Mackay. "The police are coming. I don't want to be here when they arrive. Goodbye, Jack."
Grandma Mackay disappeared.